In a word, there was grass and woods. Mm-hmm. They called it range. Mm-hmm. On the range, they called them out on the range, but then, if you had a farm, yeah, that farm was fenced, you had a fence hit, and everybody stopped, run out. Mm-hmm. And they had certain ranges. And that cow stayed on his range. You could carry him off over yonder in a better range, he'd go back, come back here and have a fast death before he'd stay off his range. Mm-hmm. Unless you moved him so far, he wouldn't get back. Mm-hmm. Now you could take you had to learn it. Now you could move a cow over there with some calves. Or if you set them calves up, turn the cow out, she'd go out and graze that day and come back. That honey, she's gonna come back to that calf. Mm-hmm. All right, fall come, turn them all in the field. Turn them out, some of them might go back. Most of them would stay then after 1 year. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to worry if you had the calves.
Do you ever have any fences around here with the where the slats go up like this?
Nothing but yard fences. Mm-hmm. They call that a paling fence. Used to be one right here.
Uh-huh. What did it look like?
Well, it was the strips, you'd say, like about a 3-inch strip, and it was sharpened off both ways at the top. Mm-hmm. That's to keep anything flying up on it. Mm-hmm. See, it wasn't nowhere there for a chicken to light or a dog to jump. Mm-hmm. And paling fence was a pretty good fence to keep things back. Mm-hmm. But then it would cost too much. A man fenced the field with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paled it. Uh-huh. They would have gotten up.
Do you ever have any fences around here made out of rocks?
No. I've seen just a few, but then that there was just more for decoration than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good job build a fence out of rocks. Mm-hmm. But I never have seen but two or three. Mm-hmm. But I have seen a few.
Do you ever have any names for other kinds of small wooden fences?
No, nothing, but now some call these what I tell you about being slats. Some of them call them picket fences. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of these here around your yard that you just put up your post and you built that out of lumber. That was plank, about 6-inch plank you build your yard around here. Mm-hmm. And they got to making a metal fence, but that was expensive. Mm-hmm. And but other than that was about the fences that you had. Now all of your lock fences, that was where you kept your mules. Mm-hmm. That was built out of lumber. That was on account of that mule. You know, when you turned a mule loose, when you worked him a horse, when you turned him in that lot, he wallowed. Mm-hmm. You know that, I might imagine. Mm-hmm. Well, if he turned over too close to a wire fence, he'd get his foot hung and just ruin him. Mm-hmm. And you had to have a plank. We called it plank fence. Mm-hmm. Around that lot where you kept your mule. Mm-hmm. And you had to have a hole where he wouldn't turn over there and get his foot hung in there, crack. Mm-hmm. You could wrench his foot, run him forever. You could put him in if he was a wire fence there, why, get his foot hung, nobody cut it off, never over there. Uh-huh.
What kinds of fences would you have to keep cows in?
Well, you could put a cow in any kind of fence, a plank fence or a wire fence, either one.
Uh-huh. Do you have a kind of fence that would injure cattle if he put his nose around?